Good evening, everyone. Let me adjust real quick. Need a little more light to see. All right. Thank you for joining us today, or tonight. I'm so used to saying today. Thank you for joining us for our Christmas Eve candlelight service. Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you for the wonderful weather that you have brought upon us. And Lord, we ask that you continue to bring good weather or weather that you have blessed. Lord, I ask that you anoint this message, anoint this service, and allow us to edify you throughout. Lord, our focus is to bring light into our community with you, to show you to the world. And Lord, we thank you for coming into this world and for giving us our salvation. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let's begin with a song. Let's start with O Come All Ye Faithful. Let's sing from the heart. Let's lift up our voices together in unity. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Sing, all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God only in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Throughout this month, we have lit candles to represent each meaning of what Jesus came to this world to provide. Let us now worship our Lord Jesus Christ and fully give ourselves to those meanings. Let us begin with the prophet Isaiah and what he has to say about the coming Messiah. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And then Isaiah 11, 1 through 3 says, There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. The first candle that we lit is the prophecy candle. It's also known as the candle of hope. We can have hope because God is faithful and will keep the promises made to us. Our hope comes from God. For years, the people of Israel had lived under the authority of other governments, other nations. Yet they always had the hope that one day God would send a Redeemer to free them from their bondage. Today, many around us still have a need of hope in their lives. Some have faced defeat in downsizing corporate world, or an uncertainty of their employment, while others exist in the state of loneliness, wondering if God has forgotten about their desire for a spouse. God promised us an abundant life through Jesus Christ. Christ is our hope. Matthew 6:33, Jesus says, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Philippians 4:19, And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let us now sing, O come, Emmanuel. I need a little help on getting started on this one. Thank you. And ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou dayspring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far away. nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and cause us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire unmeet and bind, all peoples in one heart and mind. Bid envy, strife, and quarrels cease. Fill the whole world in heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. The Bethlehem Candle. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14 says, Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angels said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The second candle is also known as the candle of preparation. God kept his promise of a Savior who would be born in Bethlehem. Preparation means to get ready. Help us to be ready to welcome you, O God. The angels were sent to the shepherds to give us a message of peace. And even though Gabriel himself did not bring peace to the world, he referred to the peace which we all can experience through a true love relationship with God through Jesus Christ. When we receive his word, we can know peace. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And then Peter said to them, Repent. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us now sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of humility, pleased as man with men to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life unto all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise these sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
The Shepherd's Candle, Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had learned, they had heard and seen, as it was told them. The shepherd's candle refers to joy. The angels sang a message of joy. After hearing the message of the angels, the shepherds were filled with joy. They realized that God had now fulfilled his promise of a Savior. This indeed was good news, as they had wanted all their lives for a moment such as this. The natural response to this joy was to go and to share the good news with all who they came into contact with. Even today, after coming to Christ and embracing his life as our own, there is a desire to share the good news with others, for he is our joy. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Let us sing the first Noel. Need a little help on this one? Oh.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. For all to see, there was a star shining in the east, beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light. light. And so it continued both day and night. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel, and by the light of that same star, the wise men came from country far to seek for a king. Was their intent, and to follow the star wherever it went. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is King of Israel. Then let us all with one accord sing praises to our heavenly Lord, who hath made heaven and earth of naught, and with his blood mankind hath bought. Okay. Noel, 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 Noel. Born's the King of Israel. The angel candle. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star, which they had seen in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. The fourth candle is the candle of love. The angels announced the good news of a Savior. God sent his only Son to the earth to save us because he loves us. It symbolizes the offering of praise associated with the gifts presented at Jesus' birth. The Magi, who were astrologers from an eastern land, observed a different star in the heavens. They committed to follow that star and to seek its meaning.
though these men were intelligent by human standards of that time, they displayed their true wisdom in seeking the Christ child and in humbling themselves before him as an act of praise and worship. Today, wise men still seek the Son of God. They lay aside those things which would prevent authentic worship. Psalm 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever. Let us all have the breath to praise the Lord. As we sing the next song, if I could have our deacons come up. As we light the candles that we hold, let us sing Silent Night, Holy Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, darkness flies, all is light, shepherds hear the angels sing, Alleluia, hail the King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light, with the angels let us sing, Alleluia to God. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
The Christ Candle. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Verse 14 of that same chapter. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The final candle is the Christ candle. The white candle reminds us that Jesus is the spotless Lamb of God, sent to wash away our sins. His birth was for His death, and His death was for our birth. The candle represents the culmination of the season, for it is only through Christ that we find the elements of hope, peace, joy, and wisdom. Though it is in Jesus that we find all of these, we will also find love. In a commercialized world that we live in, of frantic gift buying and giving, we often find ourselves feeling somewhat hopeless, restless, frustrated, and even confused. Just the opposite of what the true meaning of Christmas is all about. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Each of you are holding the Christ candle in your hands. This is to show that no matter what, as long as you have trusted your life to Christ, Jesus is with you in each step that you take in your journey of life. You are holding this candle tightly. This represents your firm grasp and holding the hand of Jesus in your daily walk with Him. The light of the candle represents His light in your life, to burn brightly for all to see with each breath that you take. As we conclude our service tonight, let us all take with us the glory of the Lord and repent, to turn away from the sins of our life and of this world. If you are here today and you have not accepted Jesus in your life, please don't leave until you do. Allow yourself the opportunity to receive His gift, His free gift, the gift that God gave us through Jesus, because He came into this world to give that gift to all of us. And that gift is the gift of salvation. 1 Corinthians 16:14, let all that you do be done with love. Let us now sing Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. Far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son. We thank you for everything that he brought into this world, for allowing us to feel peace, joy, love. Father, we don't deserve it, but we thank you for bringing him to us. And Lord, we thank you for your sacrifices. We thank you for bringing yourself into our world, the chaos and everything else. In the midst of this world, you showed us how to live. You showed us how to praise the Father. And Lord, we thank you for that. Walk with us throughout our days. Guide us through your Holy Spirit. Allow us to know exactly what to do and how to do things, not only for our lives, but for your ministry. We thank you for calling us into your family and for allowing us to be in your ministry. Lord, I ask that you bless each member of this church and of this community. Allow them to see your light in every day of their life. Lord, we thank you for bringing us into this community to be able to share you to everyone around us. Lord, I ask that you continue to open up doors for this little church to show you to everyone around us, and to allow everyone the opportunity to come into your house and to learn about you. Lord, we thank you and we praise you with everything that we have. In the name of Jesus, amen.